It's a gorgeous Tuesday morning here in the Quad Cities, 4 after 9, and you've got the Quad City Station for NPR News and Talk, WVIK. I'm Jim O'Hara. Blackhawk College reference and instruction librarian Atticus Garrison is hosting a talk on artificial intelligence disinformation. It's one he usually shares with faculty and students, but with a presidential election nearly 60 days away, he's holding two talks and Q&As at local libraries for the public. Garrison believes the nearly constant use of generative AI will lessen over the next 5 years as businesses and people narrow the use of artificial intelligence. But that won't stop AI errors.
It would give kind of ludicrous hallucinations or preposterous responses. And I think over time, the hope is that that kind of stuff will be ironed out to a certain degree. But on the other hand, if you listen to anyone that works in the AI research field, it will always hallucinate.
Garrison is giving his first AI talk tonight at 6 p.m. at the Moline Public Library. WVIK Quad Cities weather, today sunny with a high near 77. Overnight clear with a low about 49. For Wednesday, sunny, high near 82. Thursday, sunny and up to 86 degrees. And on Friday, sunshine, high near 73. Coming up on Think, from Donald Trump's Make America Great Again to Kamala Harris's walkout song, Freedom by Beyoncé, both presidential campaigns are trying to solidify their brands for larger audiences. How voters respond to branding from politicians, today at noon on Think on WVIK. Quad Cities NPR. This is Jim O'Hara. You're listening to BBC's NewsHour.